This news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, Stilson Collision, located at Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And also by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full line service department. As well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supply of Cass City. Your one stop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, here's an interesting statement. Just got released by Attorney General Dana Nessel at 5:30 this afternoon. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement after the U.S. Department of Agriculture informed the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island that the agency will not transfer available funding to ensure full SNAP benefits are available for November. And today, the USDA has agreed to comply with the court's order with will fund partial SNAP benefits in November. We are still waiting for more information to how much Michigan beneficiaries will receive, but I am gravely concerned that a delayed for a partial payment will not be good enough. Roughly 42 million, including more than 1 million Michiganders, depend on these benefits to feed their families, and now they still have to wait at least a few more days to receive even a portion of what they need to get by. So I hope they work that out soon. Okay, the Village of Port Sanilac. The Village will be launching its Christmas season on Saturday, November 29th, with the evening of community celebration, music, and lights. The festivities include the annual Port Sanilac tree lighting from 5 to 7 p.m. at Fire Hall Park, including Santa's visit into the Port Sanilac Fire Hall at 56 North Ridge Street. Activities will take place throughout the village all day. From 3 to 5, the Loop Harrison Mansion will host a free Christmas open house featuring elaborate decorations from themed trees and cookie buffets and holiday music performed by the Croslex Community Band. Donations to the Sanilac County Historical Society are welcome. The evening will conclude with the debut of the Christmas Lighted Trail from 7 to 9 p.m. at Sanilac County Historical Village Museum at 228 South Ridge Street. Visitors can enjoy bonfires, hot dogs, hot cocoa, cider, and cash bar. The Decalville Area Community Choir will present a free concert inside the museum church during this event. The lighted trail will remain open and free to the public every weekend through January 3rd. Donations are encouraged to help offset the electrical costs and support future holiday displays. Okie dokie. The GTC Michigan Works here in Bad Axe is hosting some job interesting things. The job fair is geared towards veterans seeking guidance on career opportunities. Is taking place Monday, November 10th. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in partnership with the Bad Axe Veteran Affairs Office. Veterans in Huron County can gain information on job resumes and available support that's available to them. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks and fueling projects in the Thumb for over 60 years. And now their Cass City store has moved to 4170 Door Road, right alongside Huron Industrial Supply. It's one stop for everything you need to keep your machines humming and your projects rolling. From welding machines and gases to tools, oils, abrasives, and safety gear. Thumb Welding Supply keeps your old machines running like new with parts and certified repairs on welders, torches, and plasma cutters from top brands like Miller, Hobart, and Lincoln. Huron Industrial Supply adds even more muscle with machining tools, hydraulics, janitorial and packaging supplies, and PPE to keep your shop stocked, safe, and ready for action. Together, they're the local team supporting farms, shops, and businesses across the Thumb. Stop by today or call Thumb Welding in Cass City at 989-872-2931, Thumb Welding in Bad Axe at 989-269-2931, Huron Industrial Supply at 989-872-4385, or visit thumbweldingsupplies.com. Thumb Welding Supplies and Huron Industrial Supply, sparking solutions one project at a time.
All right, the Sanilac Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, November 4th, in the Commissioners' Chambers at 60 West Sanilac Road in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will be asked by the Sheriff's Department to purchase a Skydoo X10 drone for $25,000 with a $21,000 on hand to help towards covering the cost. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force will ask permission to acquire a dual-purpose canine for $17,000, which also includes the cost of the dog and the handler's training. Also, the board will receive a request to purchase vinyl fencing and chain link fencing at the cost not to exceed $25,000, and the Department of Veterans Affairs will present the department's annual report. We'll be right back.
Before we know it, winter will be here and snow will be too. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Now's your chance to save on all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles before winter. I've knocked off $1,000 on two all-wheel drive SUVs. A 2023 Ford Escape Platinum being the top trim. It has all the bells and whistles. Remote start, full power, heated seats, heated steering wheel, 360-degree camera, power liftgate, memory seats, and Ford's Co-Pilot 360 safety package. It has just 34,000 miles and now only $26,980. Need a third row SUV? I also have a fully loaded all-wheel drive 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. Stay warm in the winter with remote start, full power, heated seats and steering wheel, cooled seats for when the summer comes back around, and a power lift gate for easy cargo loading, park and lane keep assist too. It has 103,000 miles and a 3.6 V6 engine, now just $17,980. I also have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's four-wheel drive, fully loaded, with only 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,000. Wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has remote start, front and rear park assist, heated and cooled seats, power tailgate, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, take it home for just $28,780. Don't miss these deals before they're gone at Al Hansen Motors.
Deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single vehicle crash at 9:15 on Thursday, October 30th. The crash happened on North Lakeview Road, Lakeshore Road, in Weber Drive in Sanilac County. The initial investigation determined a 71-year-old Deckerville man was driving a 2022 Dodge Dakota pickup north on Lakeshore Road when the crash happened. While he was driving the vehicle, it left the west side of the roadway, entered the yard, and rolled multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. Port Sanilac Fire Department and Port Sanilac EMS also responded to the scene. We'll be right back.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paintwork, Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paintwork, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
I have one obituary to share with you for today, November 3rd, 2025. Michael Paul Pelega, Jr., 80 years old, of Kindy, Michigan, passed away peacefully at home on November 1st, surrounded by his family after a courageous battle with cancer. Massa Christian Burial will be Wednesday, November 5th at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Dwight Township at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Tuesday, November 4th from 2 to 8 p.m. in McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy with rosary services at 7 p.m. Visitation will also be a Wednesday at the church from 10 into the time of the service at 11. Mike's family invites everyone to come share stories and laughter in his honor. Memorials in Mike's name may be offered to the family in care of Bernadette. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that's all the news and obituaries we have for this hour. You can get your news or obituaries anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Pillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases.